You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. And check out Dr. Oz and Dr. Roizen's website, youbeauty.com. Here are Joe Galewski, Dr. Deb Lonser, and of course, Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
We're awful glad you're here, the passionate radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski. Thanks for joining in today. On the phone, you can reach Dr. Mike at 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211. Email's pretty popular, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. At 34 past the hour, Dr. Mike and Dr. Arthur Perry, straight talk from the docs, and what will we be hearing about today?
There are two subjects. One is the other uses of Botox. Arthur Perry says Botox is like spam. It's good for almost everything, at least right now. And what's the truth? And the second thing is he's going to talk about home lasers, what you should look for, are they effective, are they dangerous, what cost should you pay, and what should you use them for. So straight talks from Dr. Perry, renowned plastic surgeon, Arthur Perry.
All right, 34 past the hour, and another Real Age tip coming up in this hour from Dr. Mike Roizen. Let's talk for a couple of minutes about beverages, things we drink, some good things and some not so good things. Let's talk about green tea and coffee first, and I'll bet there's some good things associated with those two beverages.
Absolutely. This is a wonderful study done from Denmark, and they looked at the death rate. Actually, there are two studies, one from Denmark and one from Japan. So let's first do the one from Japan. The one from Japan looked at stroke risk. That is, what's your chance of having a stroke? And is there a benefit from coffee or green tea? And the interesting thing is, with one cup of regular coffee, no sugar, no cream added, and filtered coffee, there was a 20% decrease in stroke risk from the first cup of coffee, same as if you had two or three cups of green tea. Now, it's actually interesting. The author of the study said he wondered if the two together, but they didn't have the data on people who had the two together, and they didn't have data on many more cups of coffee or many more cups of green tea. But in fact, he tried the two together and said it was a intriguing taste of green tea and coffee together. That is, putting the green tea bag in your coffee and steeping it that way.
Mm.
But he said it had a unusual bitter taste as well.
Huh.
Do you drink green tea, Joe?
No. Tea very rarely, and coffee if I drink it black. So I've done green tea a couple times. I kind of drink tea when I'm not feeling well, when I feel sick. So, but coffee's a regular for me. Three cups a day, you know, probably. And it's black coffee.
So at three cups a day, you not only decrease your risk of stroke, but you decrease your risk of Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, all dementias, by about 20% at three cups a day. At six cups a day, you would decrease it 40%, where you get a plateau with regular coffee. You've got to make sure it's filtered, because unfiltered raises your cholesterol levels, your lousy cholesterol levels, enough to be a threat to you. So, and you've got to make sure you don't have one of the four side effects of coffee. Heart arrhythmias, abnormal heartbeats, migraine, anxiety, and increased gastric upset. So as long as you don't have one of those four, the more cups of coffee, the better. Now, what size of cups of coffee do you have? Because this is six-ounce cups of coffee, or 36 ounces of caffeine and coffee a day.
Well, 6 ounces isn't much. I do, I don't know, probably 20-ounce, maybe a 20-ounce and a 12-ounce.
So three of those a day, you're getting more than the 36 ounces of that you need for
right.
maximum good. Benefit.
Good. And just the morning. I don't do anything in the afternoon. Do you negate any benefit of coffee when you add cream and sugar?
Well, the sugar causes a different effect, so you negate, so it negates some of the benefit. But it turns out the cream or milk protein binds the healthy things, and you lose almost all of the benefit.
Wow. Oh, that's not good then. Why do people really need cream and sugar?
No. I mean, I used to have cream and sugar in coffee when I would drink it, and then I read the data way back in 1993, and I, over about an 8-week period, weaned myself off of both sugar and cream.
Yeah, well, I tell my wife, you don't need the cream and sugar. I like my cream and sugar. Actually, she uses one of those artificial sweeteners and not sugar. But she said she can't drink black coffee. But again, I guess if you have the mental discipline to do it, you could probably eventually get to like black coffee.
Yeah, it's actually, remember, fat is a learned taste. It's not a genetic taste.
Yeah.
So if you avoid fat in your milk and in your cream and even avoid all milk in coffee, because it's the milk protein that actually is the dangerous part here. If you avoid that, you actually can get a true benefit from your coffee.
Sure, yeah. Okay, you brought milk up, Dr. Mike. What's the connection between dairy product and early cancer death?
Well, this is a very interesting study, because this is one that's kind of a follow-up to the China study. The China study was done in the late 70s, early 80s by T. Colin Campbell, and related the increased cancer rates and heart disease and stroke rates, but especially increased cancer rates in China, to milk consumption, and then did a series of animal studies showing that milk protein, the casein and whey proteins, increased cancer cell growth. Never been repeated since then, and we've wondered, did that have any reality, or was there a contaminant in the milk in China, etc.? But he used in the animal studies, in the studies that he looked at, casein and whey purified milk, not Chinese versions. And this study brings that all back. This is a study looking at full-fat milk and people who had breast cancer, and what it showed is that the people who, after their breast cancer, had fat milk, or 1 or 2%, or full-fat milk, had a greatly increased risk of dying compared to those who did not have milk at all, or who even had skim milk. So it would say, well, maybe it isn't the milk protein, maybe it's something in the milk fat. But nevertheless, it does say when you survive cancer, when you come out after breast cancer or after an operation for cancer where they've cut the cancer out, that whether you activate those cells someplace residing in the rest of your body or even that are residual in that area, that your success is avoiding saturated fat, trans fat, simple sugars, added syrups, and trans fats, and doing a little more physical activity and meditating and avoiding toxins. Don't reward yourself with, if you will, full-fat dairy products. And that was whether it was ice cream or whether it was full-fat yogurt or whether it was full-fat cheese, it had the same effect. Those decreased your survival rate after the cancer. We know also that decreases your survival rate in general. So after cancer, get healthy.
Dr. Mike Roizen, back with some of the other medical top medical stories of the week. There's a story about radiation that Dr. Mike will talk about with regard to health risks for breast cancer survivors. And let's talk a little bit about superbugs. Antibiotic-resistant bacteria have the potential to cause untreatable infections and could cause some catastrophic threats to the population. So more on superbugs. And would you be interested in a yolk-free Egg McMuffin? Would that be a healthier option for you if you like that kind of thing for your morning breakfast? We'll get into that as well. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Are you tired of getting sick and tired? Are you tired of doctors not knowing what's wrong with you? D-Herbs may have the answer. D-Herbs, number one in herbal remedies. D-Herbs' main goal is to enlighten and properly educate people to the importance of human health and nutrition. D-Herbs, home of the full body cleanse. Everyone needs to cleanse. If you eat meat and dairy products, you need to cleanse. If you're eating processed foods, you need to cleanse. 90% of today's diseases that we suffer from are diet related. Cleansing opens a door to healing and rejuvenation. Whether you need help with a chronic disease, weight loss, or to jumpstart and eliminate fatigue, D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse can help. There's a better way to live and healthier way to live. Experience healing. Visit us at dherbs.com. That's D-H-E-R-B-S.com. Or call us at 866-434-3727. That's 866-434-3727.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.